Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this terrific Thursday, October 5th, 2023 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Did not realize that the DNR had changed the rules about doe permits. According to Roger, $5 per doe permit. How many do you want? Man, that right there proves exactly what we are experiencing at the body shops. Trying to get Vicky's Yukon painted, can't find anybody that can schedule it. One guy told me March or April. That's how backed up he is. I said, dude, you don't have any cars out in your parking lot. You know, need to be repaired, whatever. He says, Randy, we don't even take them anymore. People are either, if they're drivable, driving their vehicles with dented bumpers and fenders, or they're keeping them at their house, and then we call them and tell them to bring them in. Everything is scheduled on the computers now with the calendars we have, and we simply call them and say, okay, your time is up, your slot is open, bring us your vehicle on Tuesday. Unbelievable. You know, the thing of it is that people don't understand there's always cause and effect of bureaucratic and legislators' actions in Lansing that affects our everyday lives. And this is one of them. First of all, DNR starts passing all their stupid rules about bait piles and restricting hunters from buying carrots and apples, setting up their bait piles. Oh, yes, because of all the diseases that are transmitted at bait piles. That was their, quote, scientific theory. Then the geniuses come up with the idea that, oh, yeah, we got to have hunters report their kills. We need to know. We need to track. We need to know exactly what type of firearm they used and where exactly was the deer killed. I'm sorry, my brother-in-law, John Kovarik, up in Negaunee, Michigan, his wife Tammy, the kids, they all hunt. Actually, Tammy is a better hunter than both John and I. Some of the trophy bucks she's bagged is unbelievable. John and Tammy are not about to report where they kill their deers at. Sorry, it's not going to happen. Hunters, just like fishermen, try to find from a fisherman. Talk to a fisherman and ask him point blank on this specific lake that you fish at. Where is your best favorite fishing spot? Where do you absolutely just kill it? See if a fisherman's going to tell you. Yeah, I can guarantee you it's not going to happen. Oh, yeah, every time I go over in this little cove around the corner here and get about lined up with that big old rock, usually probably only about 200 feet offshore, there's a hole there, man, and I just rake them in. Yeah, right, he ain't going to tell you that. I know deer hunters have absolutely lied to the DNR on reporting their kills. Some of them didn't even do it. Now here's the problem. You don't report, they'll increase the number of permits you can get. Then there might be an overkill situation. Then out the herd, oh, you bet, to the point where people don't even see bucks anymore. How many bucks have you guys seen out there? All I'm seeing is doe. I saw one buck on the side of the road. He was a beautiful one, too, man. He was probably 8-10 points. He was beautiful. But you have to understand that this is cause and effect. An overreaching DNR, along with their agenda. Honestly, I think they want to eliminate hunting altogether in the state of Michigan. That's my personal opinion. But you see, we have a problem. A deer herd population. Car accidents. Body shops. People putting in insurance claims. It's all part of a process that has to do with government, folks. Regulatory agencies making declaratory rulings. They're not elected. Nobody at the DNR is elected. They are appointed by the governor. And these people do not live in the real world. I don't even know if they even drive to work anymore. I've been told so many of these workers are still working from home. I don't know if that's true, but they're not in the real world, that's for sure. But one of the things that really ticks me off more than anything is the government being involved in our lives that actually hurts us. Like I said, I'm just trying to get the Yukon painted before winter. Does anybody know somebody that does body work, have a few dents and things that need to be bumped out, then I want it completely sanded down, primed, and painted black. Shiny black Raven Cadillac paint is what I want to use on it. I've got all new parts for the grill, new headlight covers, taillight covers. I even got the pads for the rear bumper. But I cannot find anybody that can get it in to get it painted. And I wanted to do it before winter. Unbelievable. Let's get to some text messages real quick here before the break. Oh, okay. Thank you, Jimmy Rieger. He says, call Dan Ellenberger. I never even thought of Dan. I will give him a call. Absolutely. Thank you for that tip. Oh, man, I'm blowing up. Clayton. Okay, you smart aleck. He said, Randy, the absolute best fishing spot is in the water. Yeah, but give me exactly that location. Yeah, right. Let's see. Just like hunting, he's going to tell you, but it ain't going to be the truth. Tell you where the fish, but that's not it, eh? Nobody going to be sitting in my hunting spot. Let's talk about the way they're butchering northern Michigan and all of its trees. I noticed that. What the heck is going on? It almost looks like they're clear-cutting certain areas. What are they doing that for? Dave Ajima, former state representative, Republican National Committee man. The DNR exists to promote itself with more jobs at taxpayers' expense. How did animals ever survive without a DNR? Well, you know, the original intent of why the DNR was created, I researched this when I ran for state senate back in 2010. The original intent was to manage the state-owned tree population. It was all about timber management on state lands and to sell hunting and fishing licenses. That was it. They were to work with the local sporting goods shops like Onaway Outfitters Then it expanded, remember, to Kmart's and Meijer. Hunting and fishing licenses and timber management. That was it. You did not see all of the vehicles. You didn't see all of the uniforms, all of the equipment, all the firearms, and the harassment that we have today. Anita, down in Florida, how's the weather down there, Anita? No, don't answer. Don't answer. Don't want to be upset. She says if the DNR is asking all the information that you do so they can sit and wait for you and watch what you're actually taking, perhaps wanting to monitor what type of firearms and weapons you have, yep. That's it. Rick, Officer Rick, we see a lot of them at work. Our canine vehicle was totaled about a month and a half ago. Hit a big buck, probably. Completely totaled the vehicle. Hey, Lori, over in Indian River, I just sent you the text message to register for the Constitution Boot Camp this Saturday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Elk Rapids. Send an email to Roxana at buildingblocks.org. The weather's going to be poopy. Come on down and be with us. Me and Miss Vicky are going to be there. Tom in Boyne City, we need a governor that is an outdoorsman to revamp the DNR. No, we need to absolutely redo the DNR back to their original intent. Timber management and hunting and fishing licenses. Get rid of all these officers harassing us, we the people. Final segment, hour number one. We'll get to the rest of your text messages. We'll be right back.
The Well Connect end-of-the-year blowout sale is here. A factory-direct, do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
Presqu'ile Electric and Gas Co-op has been committed to bringing a brighter future to members for more than 85 years. That's why we're hard at work to create a future-focused fiber broadband network that will connect rural Michigan to the world. PIE and G-Connect will offer the fastest speeds and most reliable internet available in Northeast Michigan. The future is fiber, powered by Presqu'ile Electric and Gas Co-op. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Van in Sheboygan says, Randy, how can the DNR come on your property and conduct a search without a search warrant? They are law enforcement entity and therefore subject to the Fourth Amendment. Absolutely correct, Van. And if you don't understand that question, you need to come to the Constitution Boot Camp on Saturday in Elk Rapids. We're going to talk about the Fourth Amendment. I'm going to make sure I question Jim Lewis and the teachers, instructors there on Saturday about that very, 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 very point. Our Fourth Amendment rights, Fifth Amendment rights, 14th Amendment rights are under complete attack by this tyrannical government. But because people don't know the constitutional rights, they can't object when interacting with law enforcement. I am absolutely convinced law enforcement as a whole, a bunch of great group of people, men and women that truly want to protect and serve. They love their jobs. They love helping people. They are caring individuals. But I do believe, like many groups, industries, there's a few bad apples. That Sterling Heights police officer that pulled Brian Pannebaker over, Brian is going to the office of the Sterling Heights police and is going to file a complaint against that officer. He knows his name and he knows his badge number. That was 100% harassment. That was a fishing expedition using a breathalyzer to hopefully get a guy ticketed for DUI who had an absolutely clean record. Had a few wine spritzers. Wine watered down with club soda. Soda water, whatever they mix spritzers with. Couple of hours before he got back on the road, he did not feel he was intoxicated in any way, shape, or form. Felt slightly buzzed, but he knew he could drive home no problem. Brian has an excellent driving record. And for that guy to harass him the way he did, unbelievable. And then there's another component to that. Another component to it. The way they treat citizens different. Equal protections under the law according to the 14th Amendment. Again, that was my argument going to be in court on Monday, this past Monday, not given the opportunity to present that argument to the judge, Beth Ann Gibson, up there in the 92nd District, was totally prepared to present my case per the Constitution. Trooper didn't show up, wasn't able to go to court. Case dismissed. You cannot have different classifications of citizens in your state where laws conflict on how people are treated in order to save lives. Case in point, kids riding in school buses, not seat belted in. But yet I'm driving a 4,000-pound Yukon GMC SUV with 9 airbags, and he's going to give me a ticket for not wearing my seatbelt while doing 25 miles an hour in downtown St. Ignace on Labor Day on a beautiful, sunny, blue sky, gorgeous day. I was not at risk of losing my life as a result of driving without a seatbelt. It was total harassment, which the law says the intent of the legislature was to save lives, not harass citizens. And now you got the DNR coming on private property. You know how they do it, Vin? I'll tell you exactly how they do it. They claim, whether it's true or not, that they got a complaint. That triggers probable cause without a search warrant. especially because it's outside in the woods. They're not knocking on your door. They're not coming into your home. They're simply walking your property. And if they find a huge bait pile, now they're going to cite you a citation. Yeah, a neighbor called us and said you were came home with a whole pickup box full of apples and carrots. What'd you do with them? That's exactly what they claim is we got a complaint. Really? From who? Well, we're not allowed to disclose that. You know what that's coming? Hasn't taken effect yet. You know what's coming? Red flag laws. As soon as the Democrats in Lansing decide to end this legislative session, 90 calendar days from the time they call the end of session, red flag laws are going into effect. That's what's going to start happening. Well, we got a complaint kicking in your front door at 6 o'clock in the morning while you're still asleep in bed with a warrant to search your house looking for firearms. Yeah, because we got a complaint. Who'd you get the complaint from? Well, we're not allowed to disclose that. This overreaching police state has got to stop. One comment I'm not going to mention from who. State cops are Gretchen's goons. Wouldn't go that far. Would not go that far. But I'm sorry, in my opinion, we need local law enforcement, county sheriff's departments, city, village. I know some townships are even looking at doing it. We're talking about it here in Torch Lake Township, Central Lake Township. They're hiring an officer. That should be done in these small townships, folks, actually, by your county sheriffs. I totally believe and support county sheriffs across the entire state, all 83 counties. As far as I'm concerned, get rid of the state police. Except for their forensic labs. They got good labs. Hour number two today's show, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylor. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner from 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. Order online for takeout at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against Whipper, Nestle, and the Health Department by subscribing to our podcast at murphyslawdcast.com.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Special.